Dr. Pinsky dictating, Amal, I am in, Mervyn, M-E-R-V-Y-N, Edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S. Mervyn Edwards is a 63-year-old male. Reports he was injured at work on 2-2-21, but at that time he was performing snow removal and fell onto his left hip. Period, he did go to Hooper Hospital emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of a torn left quadriceps tendon. Period, this was repaired surgically by Dr. Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per the medical record supplied, he was seen at the emergency room on 2-2-21. Period, he stated he was assaulting a sidewalk after a snowstorm about an hour ago, but he fell back and landed on the left side of his upper leg. Period, he was able to get up and walk after the fall. Period, he had no head injury or loss of consciousness. Period. He complained of pain, swelling, and throbbing to the left thigh region and feels like a torn muscle. Period. He underwent x-rays that showed no acute fractures. Period. He was examined and treated and released in an immobilizer and cane. Period. He was going to follow up with work health the following day. Period. The x-rays of the pelvis showed no acute osseous abnormality of the pelvis, left femur, or left knee. Period. X-rays of the femur paragraph, Mr. Edwards was seen at WorkNet beginning 2-3-21, period, on 3-5-21, he was seen by Dr. Patel, P-E-T-E-L, period. This was in conjunction with hospitalization for surgery. Period. Dr. Patel noted he had congestive heart failure. Period. On that occasion, he did undergo left quadriceps tendon repair for a postoperative diagnosis of left quadriceps tendon rupture. Period. He followed up with Dr. Pollard. Scratch that, he followed up at WorkNet post-operatively through 2-16-21, period. He was again seen in the emergency room on 3-11-21, period. New paragraph. Mr. Edwards was seen at WorkNet initially on 2-3-21, period. They diagnosed left knee sprain with a strong suspicion for a tear of the anterior cruciate ligament, period. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D, I'm sorry, by Dr. Zell, Z-E-L-L, beginning 3-1-21, period. He not only noted the knee x-rays on 2-2-21, but an MRI of the left knee appeared it showed near complete tearing of the quadriceps tendon proximal to its insertion in the patella. Appeared there were no fractures or dislocations. Appeared the cruciates and collaterals are normal and the menisci are normal. Appeared Dr. Zell diagnosed quadriceps tendon tear, for which he was advised to undergo surgery, period, on 3/11/21, Dr. Pollard performed the aforementioned surgery. Mr. Edwards followed up post-operatively over the ensuing months through 11/5. Scratch that, make 11/19/21. Period in that time. He felt a bit stiff, but stopped going to formal therapy. Pretty quantified his pain as 0/10 in severity. Period. Exam found normal left knee strength and motion without swelling or instability. Period. He was then discharged from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. Insert the results of the left knee MRI from 2/18/21 as well. New paragraph. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio, P-O-N-Z-I-O, for a need for treatment evaluation on 3/29/23. Period. He reviewed the petitioner's course of treatment in great detail as well as his diagnostics. Period. Overall, he found Mr. Edwards exhibited functional range of motion and stability of his left knee, but he has regained full range of motion and has good strength and does not use an assisted device for ambulation. Period. His only complaint is tightness of his distal quadriceps. Period. With continued and typical exercising, this is expected to improve. Period. However, due to the tear of the tendon, he may continue to experience a sense of tightness. Period. It is not expected that this injury will result in deterioration of his left knee function or the development of arthritis. Period. He did not believe further treatment was indicated. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lowered. Inspection revealed multiple old dark scars on the shins bilaterally. Period. There was a 15 centimeter longitudinal scar running from the left distal quadriceps inferiorly. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the left knee was from 0 to 120 degrees of flexion, which does not correlate with his discharge exam by Dr. Ponzio, in which there was full flexion. Period. Motion of the knees, hips, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres with a crepitus or tenderness. Period. Magnum muscle testing was 5-5 for left hamstring strength and 4+5 for quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Once again, this does not correlate very well with the normal strength Dr. Ponzio noted only a few months ago. Period. He was tender at the left knee lateral joint line, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers, he had a positive at least compression maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was tender at the left lower paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, as well as the buttocks, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that section is normal. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Impressions. On 2/2/21, Mervyn Edwards slipped while clearing snow and fell onto his left side. Pretty was seen at the Cooper Emergency Room, where x-rays showed no acute abnormalities. Pretty was diagnosed with a sprain and immobilized. Period. He then followed up at WorkNet over the next couple of weeks and was initiated on therapy. Period. He presented himself back to the emergency room on 3/11/21. Period. MRI of the left knee was done on 2/18/21. Period. He came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Zell and Dr. Pollard. Period. Dr. Pollard performed surgery on 3/11/21 to be inserted here. Period. Follow-up continued through 11/19/21 when he was discharged from care. Period. The petitioner was seen for a need for treatment exam by Dr. Ponzio on 3/29/23. He noted an excellent clinical exam and the absence of need for further treatment. Period. And that is the end.